900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Tuesday Newsmaker brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Partly cloudy, 49 degrees on our way to, steamy 81 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lena Adams. Lena is the first generation organizer at Emporia State University. She's the president of the first generation organization. And also we have with us Kathy Landwehr, who is the director of student advising and also advisor to the first generation organization. Lena, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again for this time.
You bet. Glad to have you here. And Lena and Kathy are here to talk not only about the first generation organization at Emporia State, but a big event, a first-time event coming up this weekend, and it is the first generation Doggy Dash. So, Lena, first give us the when's and where's, and what exactly is this happening?
So this will be this Saturday here on campus at Emporia State University. We'll have registration or check-in at 1. You can register ahead of time. There's still time to register with our link online. You can find that either on the Emporia State University Facebook page, or if you just Google Emporia State University Mall and click on the Doggy Dash link there, you can register that way as well. We hope to have everyone come out and join us with this event. We think it's going to be a lot of fun. You can bring your dog. Dogs are welcome, but not required. So even if you just want to come and do the 5K, you're welcome to do that as well.
All right, so this is a 5K fun run then, right, Lena?
Yes.
And dogs, you can bring your dog. You hope that they're well-tempered, right?
Yes.
We want to make sure that that happens. When does check-in start on Saturday?
1 o'clock.
And exactly where on campus will this launch?
Right in front of Plum Hall.
Okay. Right out front. And let's talk about the proceeds from this event. Lena, where will they go?
They are going to our fund for first-gen organizations. So we help over 800-plus students here on campus that are declared first-generation. So we host events that are educational and informative while also creating connections and friendships for students here on campus. So a lot of those funds will be put towards things that we can later do for students.
Well, a first generation, let's talk about that a little bit here with Kathy. Kathy Landwehr is director of student advising at Emporia State. Tell us about first generation and the organization itself, Kathy.
Sure. First generation college student means that neither parent graduated from a four-year university. So I'm a first-gen student myself, so I love to give back to the first-gen students here on campus as well. It's just nice to have some place where you can go and ask some of those questions that maybe, you know, mom and dad are super supportive, but they really don't understand the process of college. So we try to help with that aspect of it. The 800 students that Lena referred to, those are self-reported students, which means just on the application when you apply to Emporia State, it says, did either parent graduate from a four-year university? And they can answer yes or no, or they can actually skip that question. So it's self-reported because there are students that skip the question. So the 800 students are self-reported, so I truly think we have probably more than that on campus.
That seems like a big number, Kathy, is it?
Yeah, it is a big number, yes. We're trying to outreach to as many students as we can. And by doing some of these type of fundraiser events, that helps us we started kind of small with trying to make sure that every first-gen student had a first-gen T-shirt so they could show their pride. First-gen does a first-gen first Friday. So the first Friday of every month, we encourage students to wear their first-gen T-shirt. That started with students having to buy those shirts. I don't have to tell you that when you're a college student and you don't have a lot of funds, so a T-shirt can be something you can't buy. So we actually got some money from a donor, and now we supply first-gen T-shirts to the first-gen students on campus. So things like that, trying to make them all feel welcomed and included.
Kathy, I would assume you hear some really neat stories about first-gen students and how they made their way to Emporia State.
Yes. The unique thing, I think, about first-gen is everyone's journey is so different. You have the parents that are super supportive. They maybe just don't know the path of college, all the way to I've worked with students that were homeless in middle school, living in the car with their mom. Their dad was in prison. Their mom was a drug addict. I mean, the stories that I hear it breaks my heart, but yet it makes me so happy that they're able to overcome. And those two students I just mentioned have happily graduated and are in the career world making it happen.
That is, that's great to hear. Great testimonial right there. Lena, how important is it to get all these students together? I mean, is it really helpful for first-gen, you know, students to interact?
I believe so. Personally, first-gen was one of the first organizations that I was a part of here on campus, and it's completely changed my world. It's given me so many resources and friends now that I wouldn't say my college experience would have been the same without. And I've learned a lot as well. So I think it's important not only for the connections, but also for the things you learn. And it's easier to come to these events when you meet people and everything as well. So I think it's extremely important here on campus.
Yeah, Lena Adams is the first generation organization president at Emporia State University. So are these students, you find them engaged in activities you put together, Lena, for first-gen students?
From the ones that I've seen, yes. We obviously haven't been able to get all 800 at one time together, but we definitely have events. When we try to put them all times of the day, because a lot of first-gen students, they work throughout the day at different times, so we try to be accommodating the best we can to everyone and get to see new faces every time.
And Kathy Landwehr is with us, too. Kathy is the Director of Student Advising, and also she's an advisor for the first-generation organization at Emporia State. We're talking about the first-generation Doggy Dash. It is this Saturday, 5K fun run on the campus of Emporia State. Dogs welcome and encouraged, but not required, and you can go at your own pace. We like to hear that. Check in at 1, and the 5K will begin at 2. Now, Kathy, what is the registration fee?
The registration fee is $25.
Okay. And can you pay on-site, online? How does that work?
You can pay online at the website Lena mentioned earlier, or you can pay the morning or the afternoon of.
All right. Is there anything we're missing here, Kathy?
I don't think so. We're super excited for this event. It's the first time we're doing it, but we're hopeful that it'll grow each year and we can just make it bigger and better each time.
And we love dogs. Yes, we do. Yeah. Lena, anything else before we wrap it up here?
No, I think that's it for me.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for your time. Keep up the great work. Great organization, the first generation organization on the campus of Emporia State University. And good luck with the Doggy Dash this weekend. Lena, thank you.
Thank you.
Kathy, good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah, Lena Adams, the first-generation organization president, and also Kathy Landwehr. Kathy's the director of student advising and the advisor for the first-generation organization on the campus of ESU, Doggy Dash 5K Fun Run this Saturday. Scott?
There you go. A very busy Saturday coming up. And Newsmaker tomorrow will be visiting with Emporia First Friday director Kayla Mock, because, believe it or not, Friday is the first day of April, and we'll be talking First Friday. Wow. We're just speeding through 2022, so that's Newsmaker tomorrow. So we are booked the rest of the week and booked all next week as well. So if you have an event coming up, and obviously a very busy April, already shaping up. So get a hold of us as soon as possible, 620-342-1400, KVOE at KVOE.com.
Thank you, Scott. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live at Local 730, 49 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Newman Regional Health proudly announces the addition of 3D mammography for screening and